is actually topic this year is the topic this year is drawing from the wellsprings of the Kedusha of Shabbos the rest of the week. That's the topic. If I had to give a topic this year, it's a topic that's very dear to me. Okay, we'll talk about some of the practical aspects of it. But let's start. It relates obviously to this week's parsha. We learned about Shabbos, one of the Ten Commandments, is the Sabbath. So we're going to get to it in a second. But I want to start with a fascinating Gemara, which you probably have heard this Gemara before. But it's one of those Gemaras that you can't understand at face value. You have to really try to dig deeper. And the way to dig deeper in a lot of these Gemaras, especially Gemaras of Shabbos, is none other than Moreno Harav, of Avraham Yitzchak Kohen Cook. So we're going to study a little Ein Hayah. But leading up to it, let's look at the Gemara inside. The Gemara is talking about the famous story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rav Eliezer, who were in the cave for 12 years. Okay, most of you are familiar with the story. Isvu Tracer Shani B'Marasa Asa Liyo B'Kam Avhisla D'Marasa Liyo came, stood at the entrance to the cave. Amar Man Lude Levar Yochai Demis Kesar Rubatak Gezerah Se. They were hiding, there was a Gzera. And now the Kesar, the Caesar, has died. Eliyahu has anyone told? They heard the voice from Eliyahu. Nafku, they went out. Chazu inchi de kakarvi vizare. Amar menichin chay olam v'osim b'chay isha. So they came out of the cave. Okay? And this, by the way, this happens, metaphorically, this happens a lot. People come out of the cave, what they call the cave of Israel, and they come and they say, look at it, what are these people doing, this involving themselves, their whole lives are just pursuing material pursuits. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the son say, look, they're leaving the eternal truths of the world, they're ignoring, right? And everywhere they looked was burnt. Yotz the Basco of Amr Lahem, Lahakhir Olami Yatzasim, Chizril Amarasim. You're coming to destroy the world? Go back, Shanabet. Okay, go back into the cave. There's no reason to come out if you're going to destroy the world. So they went back for 12 months, skipping a couple lines, and they come out again. Bahadi Pnaya, this is about four lines from the Bible. Bahadi Pnaya, Dimali Shavasa, Chazu Ahu Saba, to have a nokit trei madanei asa. So they came out. It was Erev Shabbos. It was Ben Hashmashos of Erev Shabbos, and they see an old man, a saba, an old man running rahit. Okay, I'm sorry. Berahit Ben Hashmashos. That's the next line. They saw him running, and he had in his hand two hadasim, two branches of two myrtle branches, two branches of hadasim. Amalei, honey, lamalacha. They said to him, "What are these for?" Amalehu lechavod Shabbos. Lechavod Shabbos. Says these are to give honor to the Shabbos. V'tizki lechavachad. Should there be enough with one? What do you need two for? So he answered, "Chad keneged zachar, v'chad keneged shamor. One is corresponding to zachar, the other corresponding to shamor." Amar Leh Levrei, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, Chazi kama chavivin mitzvos al Yisrael. Look how precious the mitzvos are to the Jewish people. Yosiv da'atai, and their minds were settled. In other words, as Rashi explains there, they now return to the world. Before they were going to destroy the world, and now, after seeing this, they were calm. They could re-enter into the world. So the obvious question is what exactly did they see in this old man running with these hadas branches that now allowed them to reconcile with the world as it was? What's the big deal here? What's going on? And again, when you're studying Agadita, so you really want to try to analyze each prat, each detail in it. Why does the Gemara have to mention the fact that the man was Ben Ashmashos? Why is the fact that he was running, an old man running? We don't expect an old man to be running. But and obviously, what is this? What is the significance of these two middle branches? Echad Kneged Zachor, Echad Kneged Shomer. What is the message exactly here? And from that message, they were reconciled and ready to re-enter to the world. Okay, where before, just a year before, when they saw people being osik, you know, planting and involved with, that they wanted to destroy the world. Okay, that's the question that's we're going to start with. Those are a number of questions. We're going to come back to it. Okay, let's look into now this inyan of Zachar Yom Hashanah Zachar Hashem. We read. I'm going to read on Shabbos. From the Seres HaDibro, so this version of it, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho, Sheish Yom Tov, V'Sikam L'Avtecha, V'Chulei. Says Rashi, Zachar V'Shamor V'Dibor Echad Nemar. Okay, we're all familiar, the fact that in this week's, in Yisrael, it says Zachar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho, and in Parshas V'Eschanan, when they have the other, another version of the Seres HaDibro, okay, you have, it says, what does it say over there? Shamor. Here it says Zachar, here there it says Shamor. Now, you guys are all in college, or at least almost all of you. Okay, went to college, and maybe some of you took Bible classes, or going to take Bible classes, or that sort. Even if you won't go to the Holy Yeshiva University, so they still share with you some of the hot issues of biblical criticism. So this is one of the big issues, okay? The fact that there are the those who claim that there are a number of authors, okay? What's called the documentary hypothesis, and here is a great example. How could it be a Seres HaDibros, right? It says Zachor in the version in Yisro and Jethro, and then in the Deuteronomy it says Shamor. So obviously there were two traditions, okay? And the editor did a lousy job of editing, and he forgot to clean up all of the Seres HaDibros, okay? The two traditions, whether it was P or J or it did a lousy job, the editor. That's what you'll be hearing in some college classes. But what if Chazal were aware of this issue? Not because of the biblical criticism before, previous to them. Rashi and the Medrash preceded them, preceded Wellhausen by hundreds and hundreds of years. How do you reconcile? So the truth is, we have, and Rashi gives off a few examples here. V'chein mechalel mosimas v'yom hashav v'shnei kvasim v'chein motu bat shatneiz dilim tasalecha v'chein erbas eshes achicha yevam yavo ala hu shenemar achas diber elokim shtayin zu shamati. God spoke one thing and was two things were heard at the same time. We have many examples in the Torah. And here's one of them. Zachar v'Shamor, at the same moment, God spoke something that we can't possibly do or conceive. But at the same moment, two voices were heard. Zachar v'Shamor, at the same time. In order for us to... So the Torah wrote Zachar in one, and Shamor in the other. You can't write Zachar and Shamor in the same line. Right? So there were... a number of things that were said in two ways to give it a more complex picture. Okay, and this is one of those examples. Okay, that's point number one. Let's look at the end of Rashi. Says Rashi, Zachar Lashon Pa'ulhu. Zachar is a language, it's not Zichor, it says Zachar. Which people translate as remember the Sabbath and sanctify it. But what it really means is to be remembering, like kigon, kimo, achol v'shaso, eating and drinking, halochu v'cha. Okay. I forgot the grammatical. Someone can help me here. Is it what?
Active,
it's more than that. What?
The girding.
Yes, it is. Well, but it means it's
continuous.
Continuous, yeah. It's a continuous action. It's not a one-time action that's being committed. Remember it once. It's, you have to be remembering all the time. V'chein pitrono, tznu lev lizkor tamid et yom ha-shabbat. Always be aware and remember it the whole time of Shabbos. She'im nizdam in l'cha chafetz yafeh tehei mazmino l'shabbat. That any time during the week you come across a nice looking fish, okay, or a good piece of bread, or a great cake, a good raglach, put it aside for Shabbos. In other words, says Rashi, Zachar means that you have to constantly remember Shabbos. Not only on Shabbos, okay, because we learn also from here, Zachri Alayam, we also learn that the mitzvah of Kiddush from Zachar. Okay, so there's a mitzvah to sanctify the day, okay, to Lakacho really, from the rest of the Pasuk from Lakacho. You have to, and Zachri Alayam, we make Kiddush on wine. But there's another aspect to Zachar Yom HaShabbat, that's during the week. During the week, one's supposed to remind himself and remember, always keep in mind Shabbos during the week. Now the Ramban, Ramban is, expands on Rashi, okay? And he says if you skip to the second page, just, there's a part that's highlighted, sort of, when it appears in your thing. Quotes Rashi here. Yes, he has a big question on Rashi. Because Rashi says that if you see something good during the week, so put it aside for Shabbos. Kasha on Rashi is that seems to follow the opinion of Beit Shammai. There's a machlokes in Beitza, in the second paragraph, in the beginning of the second paragraph of Beitza, a machlokes in Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. When you find something, let's say you see a nice looking fish, you see a great salmon on, you go to the shuk and you see this great fish, you go, okay, I'm gonna put that aside for Shabbos. So that's what, that's the opinion of Beit Shammai actually. In this Dana Chachayit Yofet, put it aside for Shabbos. You see some good food, put it aside for Shabbos. What is Hillel say? Hillel says, no, eat it today. Eat it today because you're gonna if you see here actually in the second paragraph it says here ve'eno kehalacha, it's the fourth line in the second paragraph. Sherei the Gemara Amru Tanya Amru Alav Al Shamei Zagin Kol Yamav Hayochel Chavet Shabbos Ketzad Matzah Behemen Na Amru Tehizul Chavet Shabbos Lamacha Matzah Acheres Na'i Menu Meidiach Hashniyav Ochas Rishonim. He would see a nice looking cow, he would put it aside for Shabbos, and then he would find a better looking cow, so he'd eat the one that he put aside for Shabbos. So the whole week, Shammai's Hazaka is eating great food that was set aside for Shabbos, and by eating the less good food, he now puts aside even better food for Shabbos. Aval Hillel Hazakein, Mida Cheres Haisavo, Kol Ma'asav Hayu L'Shem Shamayim, Shenerar Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Ya'amas Lanu. Okay? That Beis Hillel would eat it today. They saw something great, they wouldn't put it aside for Shabbos. They eat it today, why? Because they said, tomorrow I'll find something better. Hillel would put it aside now for Shabbos, and Beis Hillel would eat it today. They come and create a great food, great meal, eat it today, because tomorrow I'll find something even better for Shabbos. So it seems that Rashi is quoting Beis Shammai's opinion, or Hillel Shammai Hazakein's opinion. And Hillel, this is a big kasha that actually the Mefarshim, I don't have so much time to go through it, but all the Mefarshim and Rashi try to answer up for Rashi. Maybe we'll share with you in a second the opinion, the Mishnah Berurah's pshat, based on the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh. But just skip to the where it's highlighted. It says here, what's this idea of remembering Shabbos? It says, it quotes the Mechilta. Mechilta kan Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, lo tehei mone kiderech sha'achir monim. Ela tehei mone l'shem Shabbos. Upeirusha sha'goyim monim yimei ha'shavua l'shem ha'yomim atzman. Yikru l'chol yom shem b'pnei atzmo. O al shemos ha'mishar sim, Kinotrim, O shemot acherim shikru lahem v'Yisrael monin kol ayomim l'shem Shabbos echa v'Shabbos sheni v'Shabbos kizu min ha-mitzvah shenitztaveinu bo l'zachro tamid v'chol yom. Zeo pshuto shel mikra v'kach kiresh Rav Avraham ben Aramba. Okay, says the Ramban that we have a mitzvah, unlike the non-Jews who, when they count the days of the week, each day has its own meaning. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, okay, they have Wednesday, each day has its own mitzvah in Yiddish. It has its own meaning. Okay, it has its own meaning, but when we count the days during the week, says Ramban, we count toward Shabbos. Okay? When we count the Shir Shalom, Echad b'Shabbos, Hayom Rishon b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, each day we're counting towards Shabbos. We're always reminding ourselves of the Shabbos, and this is the fulfillment of this mitzvah, of Zachro, remembering, constantly remembering. Because the Goyim see the days having a value in and of itself. But we say the days have value only in regards to Shabbos. So we see that there's this concept. We see this concept that is to, even during the week, to constantly remind ourselves of the union of Shabbos. You see in Rashi, you see in the Ramban, and you see in other sources. The Sefer Charedim, okay, one of the Rishonim, also brings down this concept that a person should always remember in his heart Shabbos, and that's this is something that a person can fulfill at all times, at any moment. Okay, it's not time dependent. He also says you can fulfill it by speech, like the Ramban describes it by counting the days. The Chafetz Chaim also mentions this concept that that many great rabbis would constantly remind themselves of Shabbos during the week to fulfill this mitzvah aseh. They call it a mitzvah aseh. Now it's not counted in the Rambam as a say, you won't count it, but the Sefer Charedim is also one of the Monei HaMitzvos. He does count it. Okay? It's not found in Shulchan Aruch. But again, many of the great Bali Musar, the Reishis Chachma writes about it. In the Lada Chassidish Shfarim, you find it in Mor Veshemesh, which is a parish on the Torah, is Rav Kalmish Shapira, who was the namesake, the Chavos HaTaminim was named after him. He was a Chassidic rabbi in Krakow, one of the early Chassidic rabbeim. Mor Veshemesh, they all write this concept about trying to remember the Shabbos during the week. The question is why? Why do we have this concept? We don't find by any other mitzvah. The mitzvah is Shabbos, right? The Iker mitzvah is on Shabbos. We don't have by other mitzvahs that you have to constantly remind yourself of the mitzvah when you're not doing the mitzvah, right? We don't have to constantly remind ourselves of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Satorah, okay? Or of the mitzvah of Tefillin, or the mitzvah of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, we do have Zeichel Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, but it's not a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to remember Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. We have a mitzvah to remember different events. But we have a mitzvah to remember the mitzvah of Shabbos. Right? Or the concept of Shabbos. So why do we have such a mitzvah? Why does this mitzvah exist? So we find a number of different ideas. And then we're going to come back to the Gemara and Shabbos. First of all, we have this concept, the idea found in the Ramban himself. Ramban says, "Siva." It's on the first page. "Siva shenaseh v'zeh siman v'zikaron tamid v'hodiyah shehu bara kol v'hu mitzvah Shabbos shehi zeichel maaseh v'reishis." So Ramban says that we have a mitzvah to remember that God created the world. The whole concept of Shabbos is zeichel maaseh v'reishis. It's there to remind us that God is the creator of the world. So it's not enough just to remember that on Shabbos. That's the Iker Tom for Shabbos, and we should remember it all the time. All the time, remind ourselves that God is a creator. Okay, so in other words, it's an extension of the mitzvah of Shabbos. It really extends to the rest of the week to remember God as creator. Not only when we are abstained from doing malacha of Shabbos. We find in the Reishis Chachma and the Maor B'Shemesh a different reason, and that is that by remembering Shabbos during the week, what we're doing is we're sanctifying ourselves to prepare ourselves for Shabbos. It's part of the Hachanos for Shabbos. Okay? And this is a very important thing. A lot of people complain and saying, you know, Shabbos is supposed to be the most wonderful thing, and you'll hear this a lot on a college campus. You'll hear it amongst your friends who are religious or not so religious or once so religious, and what you'll hear is, you know, I don't see anything special about Shabbos. I find Shabbos boring. I don't find it inspiring at all. I can't wait till Shabbos is over. It's just a drag. So what are these Reishis Chachma and Maor B'Shemesh, what do they say? You know what? You know why? You know why? Because they're not preparing for Shabbos. It says, according to the amount that you remember Shabbos, according to the amount that you prepare for Shabbos during the week, that's, corresponding to that, is how much neshama yisera you'll receive on Shabbos. The more you prepare for Shabbos during the week, the more you're mitzapet to Shabbos, the more you await Shabbos, you look forward to it, and you remember, constantly remembering Shabbos, corresponding to that is how much more Shabbos will be meaningful, the day of Shabbos itself. Any Darvish Kedusha, the more you prepare for that Darvish Kedusha, the more Kedusha you can let in. So if you prepare yourself properly, then Shabbos will be that much more meaningful. Then you're really able to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos. But without preparing for the Kedusha of Shabbos beforehand, see, it's a drag. Right? If a person can't wait for Shabbos to end, and he's dreading Shabbos to come, so it's not such a big chiddush that a person will not enjoy Shabbos. But the more a person, right, yearns for Shabbos, awaits Shabbos, and reminds himself, constantly reminds himself, putting aside good things that he sees for Shabbos, so that all the more so, Shabbos is going to be a day that he's going to feel the Kedusha. Right? It makes sense. Svara is very good. So we have number one, to remind ourselves that God created the world, and not only on Shabbos, but the rest of the week. And the other two is the preparing for Shabbos, remembering Shabbos during the week, will allow us to experience the Kedusha of the Shabbos that much more. So now, hold on to your seats. Because now we're going to come back to this Gemara and Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara we started with. The story of Rav Shimon Yochai. And everything's going to come together now. And this is some of the godless of Rav Kook. I don't know how much you guys got exposed to it, if you didn't speak to Rav Benny often. And I was joking to Rav Benny, I was looking at last night, I brought it to the Brits, I said, Rav Benny, G'day Lecha, it's safe for the Tov. He says, okay. Eifo Yitai Lachshav, where were you until now? So, listen to the godless of Rav Kook, it's unbelievable. Remember our questions. Okay. Questions is, how did this what they saw, Rav Shimon Yochai and his son, they saw this old man running with the branches, one connected Zachor, one connected Shamor, how did that reconcile them to coming back into the world and not wanting to destroy the world? I mean, this old man, he saved the world. The world would have been destroyed if we would just let Rav Shimon Yochai, and he saved the world. What happened? And it also answers our question, why is this mitzvah, this concept of remembering Shabbos? So here's what the Kook says. We have Zachar and Shamar, right? Zachar and Shamar, Dibur Echonem. What are these two concepts of Zachar and Shamar? So Shamar, the concept of Shamar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho. What does the word Shamar mean? It means to protect, right? That is referring to the concept of protecting the Etzem day of Shabbos. By keeping the Shabbos, by abstaining from creative activity, we are protecting the inherent Kedusha of Shabbos. Shomar relates to the day of Shabbos itself, which is inherently Kadosh, and that's the function of Shomar as Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho. But beyond that, we have a concept also of Zachar as Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho. Zachar relates to what we spoke about till now. Zohar relates to the relationship of Shabbos to the rest of the week. That beyond the day itself we have to protect, we also want to draw from Shabbos to the rest of the week. Okay? Zohar is the taking the Kedusha of Shabbos and instilling it into the mundane, into the secular, into the chol. And that's what these two branches represent. Okay? Zachor and Shamar, the protecting of the day itself, and drawing from that day into the rest of the week. Now, what they Rav Shmuel Yochai and his son, Rabbi Eliezer, what they saw is that you can take what this Jew is doing is he's looking for that connection to Kedusha. Even when he's involved in the everyday activities, okay, in the sheishes yimei of malacha, in the days of working when you're involved in toiling the ground and working and running after, right, the professional work that the person does, he's still connected to the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's what Zachor is. It's still joined from the Kedusha of Shabbos. That nothing is disconnected. It's not menichin chaye olam. Even though they're oskim the chaye shah, they're not disregarding chaye olam. They're still connected to chaye olam, which is Shabbos, which is what Shabbos represents. So they see this Jew. Now, what do they see? They see this. When is he doing this? It's Ben Hashmashos. What's Ben Hashmashos? Ben Hashmashos is the time. Right. It's exactly. It's the time that connects. Okay, day and night. It's the connecting element between specifically this time Ben Hashmashos between Shabbos and Chol. Right. He's doing it now to connect the Shabbos with the rest of the week. Okay. And what do you see? You see this old man is running. He's running. Again, something that you wouldn't expect. You wouldn't expect an old man running. An old man walks very slowly, and yet he's running. What is the significance of that? So Rav Kook explains, significance of the running is that here he's taking the energy, the vibrancy, the energy of the week. Okay? Again, Shabbos is a day of rest. Again, not literally rest, but meaning it's a time where things slow down. The work, the week is we're rushing. We're always rushing. Shabbos is rushing. That he's taking the vibrancy, the energy of the week, and he's using it to connect, to draw from Shabbos, to connect the Kedusha of Shabbos to the Chol. This is, what else do we ask? The Hadassim. Why specifically Hadassim? What's special about Hadassim? Why do we take, what's special about Hadassim in the Dal Minim? What's unique about Hadassim as opposed to the other?
They smell.
They smell. Right? Their whole function is smell, right? Everything else has some other function, but it's only smell. Smell is the as Gemara in Bracha says, Mem Gimel, smell is not a bodily a pleasure, it's actually, it says that it's neshama's pleasure. It's the pleasure of the neshama. And it's a higher sense. And we don't get any pleasure out of smelling. It doesn't satiate us at all. Right? And that's not like eating and drinking. It's a pleasure of neshama. Okay, that's why we smell the summon when Shabbos leaves. Okay, it's the same idea. And what do we usually we take? It's connected. The whole idea of taking besamim and dafka, we usually take hadassim as part of it. It's connected to this gemara because we're trying to continue from the neshama of Shabbos, trying to connect it to the rest of the week. And that's what it was. He's taking a higher sense, connecting a higher sense, the kavod Shabbos, but the whole week is connecting to Shabbos. So this is like an inverse of what we saw in the Morav Hashemesh, the Mishas Chachma. That they're saying that the week is preparing to experience Shabbos that much more. The more we prepare during the week, it's also true. The more we prepare during the week is so we can experience Shabbos greater. Here, what Rav Kook is explaining in this Gemara is that, and this is what they saw, Rashbi and his son saw, is that they're drawing from Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, to bring that Kedusha, infusing that Kedusha in everything they do during the week. And when they saw that, they said, you know what, we can return to the world. Chavivin Yisrael, look how the mitzvahs are chavivin aleihem. The Jewish people, that they want to constantly be connected to Chai Olam. Even when they're oskim b'chai shah, all of our mitzvahs are physical activities. And we infuse our physicality with Kedusha. That is the function of constantly being, reminding ourselves of Zachar, as the Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho, that even during the week we want to be connected to Kedusha. We don't want it to be just a one-day event. So many Jews, unfortunately, their Judaism revolves around one day of the week, or one day of the year. But we understand that Judaism is never a vacation from Judaism. You guys have you know, what better example of taking a vacation, coming to yeshiva, coming to Yerushalayim and yeshiva. That is, you know, Rashbi and Rav Elazar, they see this, they go, Chaviv in Yisrael, right? How wonderful the Jewish people. This is their vacation, right? And when a lot of your friends are mamish oskim b'chai yishah, okay? And you come and you're oskim b'chai olam. It's unbelievable. Kol kavod to you. But that's what a Jew is supposed to do the entire week, to draw, not only to prepare ourselves during the week that we can appreciate Shabbos more, but also to connect that Kedusha of Shabbos for the rest of the week. That everything we do is connected to Chai Olam. Everything we do has an eternal connection to it. So, practically, this is such an important practice to do, and I think it will make such a difference in our lives. And to speak about myself, when we have Shabbos in mind, to fill the kiyum, it may not be a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's probably a mitzvah kiyumis, that you fulfill this mitzvah of zachar like the Ramban says, when we count every day, when we say the yom, we count toward Shabbos. When we have the opportunity, we didn't get back to it, but the Ramban, the Mishnah Berurah says, when the fact that Rashi quoted Beis Shammai is because there's no real machlokas between Beis Shammai and Hillel about setting aside something special for Shabbos. The machlokas that they have is on a separate issue. It's not about the Kedusha of Shabbos. Their machlokas is an emunah bitachon issue. Excuse me. Whether or not you can rely on the fact that tomorrow you'll find something better. Beis Hillel or Hillel Hazakein had a higher level of emunah. They trusted the fact that tomorrow I'll get something better. But that the concept of setting aside something to Shabbos, of course, leis man depali. If you see something beautiful, and obviously if you're not going to come across something like this, that you should set aside for Shabbos. You have a beautiful goblet, a beautiful kos, right? A beautiful wine, something. I'm not going to waste it on the week. I'm going to keep that for Shabbos. Right? That is all of our nice things we take out on Shabbos. That comes from the same tradition. And that's less man the polygil and shama. So that's also something practical that we should do, as Rashi says. And all the hachanas we do for Shabbos, the looking forward to Shabbos, like we sing the song of Rav Aaron Akarlin. Okay, yeah, I hope you guys still can sing it in Chutz La'aretz. Ka'echsov Nam Shabbos, that we yearn for the beauty of Shabbos. Mitzapim. Right, if a person views like looking forward, yearning for Shabbos, of course the Shabbos is going to be different. Shabbos is not going to be a drag anymore. Right? The idea is to draw from the Kedusha of Shabbos to the rest of the week. Unfortunately, how many Jews take Shabbos and are trying to fit in the experience of the week into their Shabbos? Right? You know, what if I, you hear these questions, like, what's the big deal if I just leave the TV on over Shabbos? Like, I'm not doing any malacha. Or maybe texting is not there's no real chalos, it's happening when you're texting, nothing really happening, right? Or, I mean, we're supposed to, our speech is supposed to be different on Shabbos, right? We learn that even our speech, because we don't want to take from the Chol into Shabbos. Shabbos is pure, Shamar. Its essence is Kadosh. Lehefech, we want to take from Shabbos and draw it into the week. So our week should be different. One of the things that I think you don't have to go to Reishit, or have to have gone to Reishit to engage in such practices. Even a good cold Litvish yeshiva like Torah Shraga, you can have students that will go to mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Again, Meikar Adin is no chi, is no obligation to go to mikvah on Erev Shabbos. You know, so we go to mikvah, and some of us are very uncomfortable in the mikvah, right? Especially the experience of going to mikvah. Maybe some of you, the first time I went to mikvah was in Israel, where like the whole experience is different than, you know, like, you know, in Israel it's brought down in the writings of the Arizal that you're supposed to not cover yourself up in the mikvah. Like, it's an inyan not to cover yourself up. Right? When Americans go to the mikvah, so, you know, they have, you know, the big towel wrapped around, and they, you know, like, there's not a moment where they're not uncovered, they get into the mikvah, basically, till the last moment, they have the towel, get in, get out, right away the towel. But in Israel, which, you know, real chassidim, that also in America, also in certain places, in months you'll find it, probably. But I'm saying, there, like, there's an Indian dafka not to cover yourself up. You know, so, like, when they come out of the mikvah,
they put their shirt on.
Exactly. You put on, you know, first you put on your socks, you know, you fix your glasses, you keep, you know, your shirt. The last thing they'll put on is their pants, right? The first thing they take off is their pants, and then their shirt comes off, and then the glasses, and the yarmulke, and the socks, you know. That's... Okay, you don't have to do like that. I'm saying you don't have to be machmir like that. You want to go cover yourself up, fine. But I promise you that the experience going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, it will change your Shabbos. Not only will it change your Shabbos, it'll change your week. It's part of and you appreciate. I'm entering to a Yom Kadosh like Yom Kippur. We all go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. If I look at Shabbos like Yom Kippur, and I prepare myself, Shabbos will be different. I mean, different Shabbos. You'll feel feel different. It's a chana for Shabbos. It's a good thing to practice now. It's much easier now when you're single than when you're married. I promise you, it's much easier. It's when you're married, you have, you know, Baruch Hashem, you have kids and you work and you're this and you're running and you have to find time to go to the mikvah. When you have other obligations, it's more important to help your wife every Shabbos than go to the mikvah. That also, I'll never say different. But now you're single, so of course you should help out in the house. You can do it. But if you have time, Baruch Hashem, plenty of time. You find the mikvah. Everyone and all the communities you come from, their mikvahs, even in Angul, there's a mikvah. And
Monsi. Just
what? Monsi, maybe one or two. You know, there are mikvahs in every neighborhood. There are mikvahs for men, and it's. It's a chassidish thing, but I'm telling you, you don't have to be a chassidish Jew to do it. It will change your life. Change your Shabbos, change your life, change your week. And it's a fulfillment of this Zachar Yom Shabbos. Remembering Shabbos. We didn't speak about the whole union of preparation for Shabbos on Friday, which is a big mitzvah. It's all related, but it's a separate union. But I think... This is the essence of a Jew, is he's always trying to connect to Kedusha, preparing for Shabbos, but also Shabbos affecting the rest of the week and drawing from the Kedusha of Shabbos. And that's the vision that the Rashbi and saw, that's where the Jew is supposed to be. That's when he's Osek B'chai Shah, he's Osek also B'chai Olam. Thanks for listening.